This is Ozarks at Large. During the winter months, trees become barren as their leaves fall, but it doesn't make them any less majestic. In fact, some trees are even more striking because you can see just how large their trunks and roots are. One such tree, a large elm, on the campus of Washington Regional Medical Center. It's been designated an amazing tree by the city of Fayetteville, and officials hosted a ceremony celebrating the honor in late fall. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
The Elder Elm is located just outside the north entrance of Washington Regional's Women and Infants Center. Mayor Lionel Jordan says building around the tree is just one step the medical center has taken to support the growth of trees on its campus.
The billing office planted over 200 trees. Yes?
Yes.
And then the cancer support housing used the woodlands setting to help visitors reduce their stress. Washington Regional Medical Center has shown an understanding that the natural environments help heal patients, calm staff in a stressful environment, and promote great environmental stewardship.
The Amazing Trees of Fayetteville program brings awareness to the importance of the urban forest by recognizing trees with amazing characteristics like being large, uniquely shaped, or a rare species in the area. John Scott, an urban forester for the city, says this elm is the second tree to receive the Amazing Tree designation.
The first one is the tree in Wilson Park, and it's a bodark tree or horse apple, or there's so many names for it, but yeah, it's right by the basketball courts, and there's a plaque on this one, that one as well.
Each year, the city's Urban Forestry Advisory Board and on-staff urban foresters select one tree to honor, and this year, Scott says they had several nominations.
The two cedars in front of the Walker Stone, which are still future candidates, and then we had one over by Panera Bread. There's a large sycamore by Panera Bread that we really appreciate that's also a candidate for a future designation. But we thought this one here at Washington Regional definitely needed to be recognized because it's so special and fantastic. It's just enormous.
The elm tree is 75 feet tall with a trunk circumference of 16 feet 7 inches. The canopy shades about 9,500 square feet. That's a little more than the size of two basketball courts. The tree is estimated to be 250 to 300 years old, which means it likely survived an outbreak of Dutch elm disease in the 20th century. According to the University of Arkansas Cooperative Extension Service, the disease reached Arkansas in the 1960s. It kills about 95% of the elms in an area when it first strikes and kills the remaining elms during the next few decades.
There was a massive outbreak. We lost all the elm trees throughout the United States. At one time, College Avenue was covered, and it created like an arcway all the way down 71 or College Avenue. And all those trees were wiped out during the Dutch elm disease.
While many of the larger trees in town do not get special care, Scott says this one does.
They have hired a arborist to take care of it because it is so significant and special to the hospital. It witnesses a lot of events that are personal and private coming in and out. And trees, you know, there's a lot of research saying there's a lot of power for trees and green to heal people and be part of that healing process.
A plaque has been placed near the tree to denote its designation as one of the amazing trees of Fayetteville. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.